I did it as a feminist, and you know, I know that's sometimes a dirty word for some people, but it's for women's rights. And a woman approached me and said, "I'm going to be ordained a deacon in the Roman Catholic Church. Would you like to tell my story?" And I honestly, in the beginning, said, "Well, thank you, but not really," because I didn't understand what that meant. I didn't understand that there hadn't been any women priests for thousands of years and what a big issue this was. And in fact, when the Pope came out and kind of compared women's ordination and pedophilia as the two gravest crimes against the Church, it really became clear that this is a very big issue.
Tell me a little bit about the documentary. How long is it? Who's in it? And tell me a little bit about the whole focus.
It's 60 minutes long, and it focuses on the stories of Patricia Friesen, who is was a South African Dominican nun, her story, Father Roy Bourgeois, who has since been excommunicated for his stance on women's ordination, Janice Severodushinska, a woman from Lexington, Kentucky, and she's a peace activist, and then there's a woman named Victoria Rue, who's a lesbian woman priest. So it combines these stories and tells about how they felt called and why they did this.
What did you want to know?
I wanted to know why they were doing it, and I really wanted to know why it's so such a controversial subject. To me, as a non-Catholic, it seems like an obvious thing. We're losing priests. Why not ordain women?
What did you find out?
One thing I found is it's just intrinsic in the hierarchical structure of the Church. It feels as if that's a very important way of running the Church, is to be in their maleness, and Christ must be a male, and they really don't want women coming in.
What was difficult in doing it?
I couldn't get anyone from the Catholic hierarchy to speak to me. That was quite difficult. I would approach people and they would say, "Well, if I speak to you, it will appear as if this is open for discussion," which it is not. This is a closed issue. It's been decided. Why talk about it? So a lot of people say, "Well, you didn't give enough, you know, alternative voices," but they really don't even think we should be talking about it.
How do you think your documentary has affected the movement?
Some people say, "Well, thank you for making this for us." And I didn't make it for you. You know, I didn't. And so I'm thrilled that they have embraced it. But I think it's because of the passion of the people in the film. And perhaps that I was open to hearing their story.
Have you ever heard the phrase, "Once a Catholic, always a Catholic"?
Yes.
did you have any understanding of that before this?
No, I didn't know much about Catholicism, frankly, and I've learned a lot. And because your first question is, why don't you just leave? Why stay? They don't want you. And I got to understand, one woman in the film says, "You know, it's in my DNA." Another woman says, "I'm British," and she said, "I can't stop being British because I don't like the Queen." So it's similar to them, and it's a cultural thing, and it's a spiritual thing, and it's who they are.
That's Jules Hart, producer-director of Pink Smoke Over the Vatican. I'm Sherry Lawson, WNKU News.